You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
The word is OWASP, server-side request forgery. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, server-side for the application that runs on the server in contrast to running on the user's browser or client-side, and request forgery for unauthorized access requests to servers that are supposed to be private. Definition: an attack technique that leverages an unprotected web server as a proxy for attackers to send commands through to other computers. Example sentence: a server-side request forgery, or SSRF attack, often exploits trust relationships between publicly visible web servers and private internal servers. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consultant company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock, and dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In the OWASP 2021 Top 10 Vulnerabilities list, SSRF ranks at number 10. In a normal configuration, web servers typically get requests for information that the web server stores locally. On the CyberWire webpage, users can request the list of all the CyberWire podcasts, for example. But it also accepts requests for outside information sources. For instance, the WordNotes website page for this word, SSRF, might like to display a YouTube video that somebody else created on the same topic. These two use cases are normal and perfectly acceptable. But a bad actor can use this functionality to get to other internal servers or data not meant for the public. In other words, instead of asking to see the YouTube video, they might ask to see the source code of the super secret project stored on an internal server. Hackers can't get to the super secret server directly, but they might be able to get to the data indirectly by going through the web server. To mitigate this risk, network defenders should follow their zero trust strategy and limit access to internal assets from the web server to only the employees who need it. In practice, this means that at the application level, the web server is checking the source of the request to verify if the entity is authorized access to the data stored on the internal server. This is a lot easier to say than it is to do. According to OWASP, these SSRF attacks are rare, but recently, hackers used the technique to successfully compromise two high-profile victims, SolarWinds and Capital One. Nerd reference. Professor Messer is a small cybersecurity training company that produces excellent YouTube educational content to prepare IT and security professionals for CompTIA A+, CompTIA Network Plus and CompTIA Security Plus certifications. In this clip, he describes the 2019 server-side request forgery attack against Capital One.
This is an attack type that's normally prevented if you're using a web application firewall or a WAF. In this particular case, they believe that the WAF itself was misconfigured and the attacker was able to query that WAF and gather information directly from that service. We believe that by using this SSRF attack, the attacker was able to get security credentials of the WAF. And by using those security credentials, was able to access a bucket on Amazon's Simple Storage Service, or S3. This is a file system that exists in the Amazon cloud. Those credentials were able to access those S3 buckets, and inside of those buckets on the Capital One Amazon account were credit card applications that range from 2005 through 2019. That was 106 million names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, and dates of birth. That consisted of 140,000 social security numbers and over 80,000 bank account numbers, all because they were able to perform this forgery that ultimately gave them access to that bucket.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoe, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustai.